Good morning with us on a Monday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you, David, and yay, here we go again.
Here we go again. And how about a yay for the University at Albany Great Danes, who are in the dance for the third straight year, one and the last second three-pointer, and they are going to take on third seed Oklahoma this Friday in Columbus. And the women also have selections tonight, but what an exciting game on Saturday.
Yes, David, I'm sure it was.
Well, from the frivolity of sports to the seriousness of politics this morning, and the issue of Iran, the GOP, and the Cotton Letter.
Yeah. As you know, the Republicans sent out a letter to the Iranian leadership, which some people call traitorous, other people call illegal. But most people, including some pro-Republican journalists, have said it's just stupid. It was the kind of thing that was not thought out. As we all know by now, the senators were on their way to the airport to get out of town, and somebody shoved a piece of paper in front of them, and they signed on. But the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, the Republican, did not sign on, because it is not the kind of thing you do. So that while the Republicans have a point, you know, they want to make the point that this is a treaty, it should be confirmed by the Senate, it's not less than that, they blew it. And now they look bad, and you got to think these things through. You can't just do them. They signed on to a piece by a junior senator who hadn't been around long enough to understand the implications, I suspect. They thought he was good because he was a veteran and that, you know, he would make some sense. But in fact, it was a dumb move.
Is this a good or a dumb move, Alan? An article in the Times today, Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget negotiation tactics. The headline, quid pro quo from Cuomo prompts battle with lawmakers over state budget, tying, for example, ethics reform to a number of issues that lawmakers want to pass. And your friend, political scientist Jerry Benjamin, quoted as saying that this move is pure brinkmanship.
It is. And I'm having the time of my life as a sort of political observer to watch what's happening here. Cuomo is in a very bad spot. As we all know, Preet Bharara has his eyebrows up and is looking at the way in which Cuomo conducted himself over the Moreland Act and the disbanding of this crime-fighting commission. Cuomo has got to get the people back with him. So what his usual modus operandi is to ask big and then to settle for much less than he ought to. However, in this case, he is now calling for major ethics reform. If he gives in on it, it'll look like the same old Moreland Act Commission, or when he was promising that he wasn't going to let them draw their own districts and gave up on that one and set up a less than effective watchdog agency. And so what you have is his back to the wall. And of course, the people in the legislature think they've got it going now. They kicked out Shelley Silver and they've got this other guy, Hasty, who is basically carrying all of their water for them. And they don't want to give up on what they've had in the past. They should, because if they did and they reported back to the people where they were making their money, it would be the right move right now. But by resisting, everybody just takes a look and says, hey, same old, same old.